You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Starting off today at 9:30, make your own greeting cards happening at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. You can make up to 4 cards for $3 each in the upper level of the Senior Resource Center. All supplies will be provided starting at 9:30 until 11:30 today. Make your own greeting cards at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street in Hayward. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening once again at 10 a.m. until 3 o'clock. This is at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They got lots of meats and produce and canned good items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of your financial situation. Again, Tuesday, November 25th at 10 a.m., the Northwoods Community Food Shelf at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center. A turkey party is happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 27 and 77. This great turkey party is recommended for families with children 4 to 11 o'clock, and there'll be bingo starting at 1 o'clock. For more information about the turkey party, you can call the library at 715-634-2161. That's 715-634-2161 for the turkey party at the Hayward Library starting at 1 o'clock on Tuesday. 4 o'clock, boys varsity basketball for Solon Springs will be at Frederick High School. Again, boys varsity basketball for Solon Springs, 4 o'clock at Frederick High School. Don Johnson Auto Group in Ladysmith will be hosting a ladies' night out tonight at 5:30 till 7:30. Shopping and giveaways, there's 20-plus local vendors there, plus some free drinks and hors d'oeuvres. This will be at Don Johnson Ladysmith Motors. That's 710 West 9th Street in Ladysmith from 5:30 until 7:30 this evening, ladies' night out. At 7 o'clock, girls varsity hockey for Hayward will be playing a home game against St. Francis. Again, girls varsity hockey for the Hayward School District, 7 o'clock tonight at the Hayward Sports Center against St. Francis. And then on Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up for you to come get some food if they have lots of meats and produce available. This was held at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward. Again, Northwoods Community Food Shelf open from 10 until 3 on Wednesday. Super Senior classes happening Wednesday at 11 o'clock until noon. This is a 45-minute class geared to those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun with instructor Jody, who is a personal trainer and fitness instructor. Again, at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street, Super Senior classes from 11 until 12. Power pump classes happening at the Cable Community Center from 4 until 5 o'clock on Wednesday. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels, and it targets all major muscle groups by using exercise such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. They emphasize low weight loads and high repetition. Again, power pump happening from 4 until 5 on Wednesday at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. The Hayward Fitness Fanatics presenting the Turkey Trot a 5K run and walk on Thanksgiving Day at an 8:30 start. You can register in person and sign up at 8 o'clock. There is a $10 fee or $5 with a food shelf donation, and your pre-registration is thankful. Again, the Hayward Fitness Fanatics is hosting the Turkey Trot, a 5K run walk, starting at the Hayward Fitness Fanatics facility. Again, Thanksgiving Day at 8:30. A community dinner will be hosted at the Northwoods Community Food Shelf starting at noon on Thursday. The food shelf will not be open, but again, they are hosting this community dinner from noon until 4. If you need a place to host a great Thanksgiving Day dinner, stop on out at the Hayward Community Food Shelf located at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward. This community dinner is open to all and at no cost. So again, 12 until 4 o'clock, a Thanksgiving Day community dinner happening at the Northwoods Community Food Shelf here in Hayward. Boys hockey varsity at Eau Claire. This will be on Friday morning at 9 a.m. They'll be playing against Somerset High School. Again, boys varsity hockey for Hayward. They will be playing at the Somerset High School on Friday morning at 9 a.m. Family movie day at the Hayward Community Library on Friday at 10:30 until 12:30. The movie is Ratatouille. If you'd like to see that with your kids, again, stop at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library on Friday at 10:30 a.m. for the screening of Ratatouille.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, Buzz of the North, WBZH, Joel here, and Gray is with us on a wet Tuesday morning. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning, good morning. Wet indeed. This is November what?
Yeah, it's going to be a soggy day out in the woods hunting today. If you take the day off, no one will, one person might say something, but most of us are going to be like, yeah, good idea.
A terrible Tuesday. I think we could call it a holiday.
Better hunting weather ahead, though. I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday going to be nice, with a little snow on the ground. But between now and then, be careful out there, folks. We're talking football. We do a little Greeple each week. We recap the last week's actions and take a look at what's coming up, of course, Packers-Lions and the Thanksgiving Day game. That's always a lot of fun. For whatever reason, it's just been ingrained in us, Lions-Cowboys, Thanksgiving Day. But when your team gets to play one of those, it kind of makes for a special day.
It does. And I actually grew up thinking that that the Packers played on Thanksgiving, because I think there was a stretch where it was the Packers for a couple of years in a
row.
Quite
a few, yeah.
Maybe even just two or three, but as a kid, two or three years might as well be forever. So in my mind, every Thanksgiving, the Packers played the Vikings. And then it stopped happening, and I thought, why'd they take away the Packer game? And all the Lions fans were like, shut up.
Yeah, at least it's a good one, because, you know, when you got like the Lions and Jaguars or something, you're let's go to the movies.
Yeah, Trevor, stay home. Jacksonville needs you. Detroit does not.
Yeah, but Lions-Packers is a huge game, obviously. It is what we thought this game would be at the beginning of the season, exactly what it was.
Or actually, is it, though? Because I think the someone versus the Bears might be might be the actual Packers Vikings game or Packers Lions game that we expected.
I still got the Bears at 9-8 though. Sorry, Bear fans.
It's possible.
By the way, here's a great stat for you. Speaking of Lions, I was talking with you the other day on another platform about the pain of Viking fans and everything we're going through. And as I was coming into work today, I thought to myself, you know what? Lions fans have it worse than Vikings fans, because at least the Viking fans have had some success, you know, and have been to Super Bowls. The Lions, you know, they trade away Matthew Stafford. They got Goff, and he's a good quarterback, and they've been a good team. Don't get me wrong. But Matthew Stafford over the last six games, 24 touchdowns and no interceptions over the last six games for Matthew Stafford.
That's silly.
For the Rams.
That's silly. I mean, and if you're looking at the win-loss records and things like that, the point differentials and such, look at the Rams' point differential. Yeah. They're the only team in the NFC who hasn't allowed 200 points scored on them yet this season. The next up team is the Packers at 202. The Rams have only allowed 179. And of course, how many points you've allowed total only means so much. But when there are teams out there like the Saints and the Cardinals letting up 283 or over 300, the Giants have let up 334 points, the Cowboys 314. Yes, those are the worst defenses in the league, but you got to examine top to bottom. The Rams have prevented 140 points compared to the Giants.
Yeah, and I think point differentials give you an idea of where a team is at confidence-wise with their quarterback, with their team. They just keep the pedal right to the floor all the way to the end of the game. They're not afraid to have Sam Darnold or Matthew Stafford drop back when they're ahead by 10 points with 8 minutes to go. They'll just keep going. They'll just keep going.
Sean McVay is so jacked, I think he just lets his thigh cramp and hold his foot down on the gas pedal, you know, just electrolytes.
How about the NFC South Division? Not one team in there has a point differential better than negative 25.
Yeah, the 6-5 Panthers currently leading that division with half of a Baker Mayfield at their helm right now. He's got a shoulder sprain.
That's a bad division. You know what'll happen? Whoever comes out of there, they'll end up going to the Super Bowl probably. That's usually what happens.
Well,
right?
See, the thing is, the NFC South is why the NFC North is going to have three playoff teams. Like, yeah. They're only going to have one. The Seahawks might be a wild card team. The Cowboys, maybe. So it's basically on the Cowboys. If the Cowboys pull it together, they're going to knock an NFC North team out of the playoffs. That's basically how this looks right now in the NFC.
Yeah, you've got the Lions sitting at 7-4, and if the playoffs were to start today, they'd be out of the playoffs. This is a big, obviously a big game because we've mentioned before, I think it might take 11 wins outside of that NFC South division to get into the playoffs. 10 wins is probably going to put you into a tiebreaker situation. So obviously big for teams to win the division here. And this game right here will go a long way. All these divisional games in the last few weeks, these head-to-heads are big.
I mean, the reason the schedule was made this way is pretty obvious. The NFC North was the best single division last season, if only by the number of wins. You know, yes, there were absolutely better teams than the three Titans from the NFC North. But it was predictable that this division was hot this year. So, hey, you put those divisional games near the end of the year when things matter more. You get incredible ratings on the postseason, the ramp up. But, hey, this stinks. We might lose a lot. Guys, don't do this to us again, please. I'm nervous.
And as good as the NFC North is, the team that's currently leading the NFC North has a point differential of negative -3.
So actually, the Bears, Joel, I finally saw the stat that I had missed that explained that. I couldn't figure out because the Bears are allowing so many points.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody else in the division, they've got 292 points against. Next worst is the Vikings at 255. But the Bears have also scored the second most points in the division behind the Lions, 289 versus 326. So the Packers are notoriously not scoring much, but the defense is stellar. The Chicago Bears are scoring a lot and allowing a lot, so what's going on? It's takeaways. If you look at the players with the most interceptions in the league right now, the top three are all Bears.
Yeah.
The top three are all... that's terrifying. That's some 1985 stuff. Like, one of them's a linebacker.
They got an eye for the ball.
They do. They're Hawks. They're sniffing it out bad, and they're allowing a lot of points, but they're giving their offense enough extra possessions, and the offense is capitalizing on them. Like, there is a legitimate basic game plan, bend but don't break and hand the ball back to the offense, not by three and outs, by turnovers. And that's not sustainable, but they've been sustaining it. So get in their way, or they're going to prove you wrong. Like, I'm scared.
So as we head into the Thanksgiving Day game, Packers health-wise, how are they doing?
decently. Matthew Golden and Quay Walker were held out of the last two games. We can do decently without Walker the way Watson is playing, especially if we get Reed back. And Reed has reopened his practice window. Jaden Reed will be back soon. But I want Quay Walker back. He's our lead tackler by a large margin. And there's a couple other places. It's definitely just starting to become the attrition part of the season. So,
and the way that Jacobs' backup played last Sunday, they may be a little more inclined to say, well, rest a little bit.
Right. They were holding off. Maybe he plays Thursday. But if he doesn't, we're okay with it, and it's a good sign. It's the defense that I want to look at for health.
Packers-Lions Thanksgiving Day game. That's 12 noon. We will talk more football a little bit later on this hour. And I hope you are doing well here. More football talk to come. And Pat Kreitlow is back in just a moment here on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Buzz of the North, WBZH. We talk football. We talk football. Joel here and Gray. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving here. It'll be the dance. It'll be the... Well, I guess most of us probably won't have an issue, but there will be some right now that are listening. I'm just like, yeah, I need to talk my wife into not having Thanksgiving dinner right at noon. How am I going to watch that game? How am I going to watch the game? Can we push the dinner back to 3 or 3:30? And
We're driving to the cities for Thanksgiving, and I'm definitely thinking of, like, hey, we're leaving right after we get off air this morning. Like, we need to get there at 11-something. We need to get there at 11-something, or I'm going to be an angry boy.
So then are you feeling confident that the place you're going to will have the game on?
Yes. Okay. Yep. My future in-laws are not football people. But they do have a TV package that includes the channel that we need, I do believe. Yeah. Also, I'll watch the game one way or the other. That's all I'll say there.
My tip for people, if you have people coming over and you know some of them are football fans, at the very least do this. At the very least, have the TV on with the sound muted.
Muted. Yep.
At the very least, do that for them so at least they can glance over and see the game. If they want to leave the conversation and go watch the game, that's fine. But don't just ignore them, because I guarantee you, if you don't do that, they'll be on their phone. They'll be on their phone.
I've had to become the football guy over these last couple of years, Joel, because I've had a love for the game. I've enjoyed being a fan, but as I've entered radio and nobody has stopped me from making my show largely about this game, it's just really ramped up. And so I've watched Rachel slowly adapt to my passion being obvious, and she'll say stuff like, we'll have somewhere we need to go, or we need to, you know, we'll have important stuff we need to do, and she'll say, let's go after 3, and I was like, well, we can go. She's like, yeah, but the game. And it's like, but life, like, I appreciate you, but I think of times past when one of my family members has been that sports guy, and it's like, I will not be that guy. I will not be that guy who is like, I'm not going to sit there on my deathbed thinking, I wish I watched more football games,
yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
I refuse, and it's happening. It's happening to me. The enablers are appearing.
But there is a certain amount of respect where the significant other will occasionally dance their schedule a little bit around a game.
Yes.
You don't have to put your whole life around it, because nowadays it's available to rewatch, and it's available in a lot of different places. You can even watch it on your phone if you're walking through Walmart or whatever.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different places. So Packers Lions at noon on Thanksgiving Day. And even one of the late games, Bengals Ravens, Chiefs Cowboys. Now I like that one.
That could be anything. 5-5-1 against 6-5, and the Chiefs are at Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, what is Dallas? I think Dallas might be the only team. Dallas is as confusing as the Packers were through week 5, where it was like, hey, they just dominated everybody, took a week off, and then fell apart. You know, like, a lot of teams start 2-0 and then don't amount to anything, like Xavier McKinney said. But, like, the Chiefs are, they're in such a weird spot right now. Bengals Ravens, that's going to be a fun little blowout to watch. Bears Eagles, that's going to be a stellar game. It's their turn against the champs.
And with all that said about the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is still, he's thrown for almost 3,000 yards already this season. He's still Patrick Mahomes. Don't think that Patrick Mahomes is really the reason why the Chiefs are struggling this year.
Yeah, KC -3 on that one, total of 52.5. That sounds just about exactly right. Favor the away team coming in by not much. Big point spread. Yeah, that uh, That makes sense.
I'm anxious to see the Bengals when Joe Burrow gets back next year and healthy, because that's going to be a wild team to watch. They were a wild team when he was there.
Their defense is basically a hallway. Just throw it. Just throw it, guys. Yeah. That's what the defense is saying. And there's one guy. You've got Geno Stone doing all the work. Yeah. But yeah, they're in a clear rebuild year. I think it might be time to start looking at the head coaching situation in Cincinnati. But with Joe being injured so much, I'll tell you what, though, if Joe plays this year, he'll be the first player in something like 25 years to receive toe surgery for turf toe and return to play that same season. That's never happened. And of the 25 players who have had major toe surgery for turf toe since 2000, five of them never played a single snap. So if Joe plays this year in the first place, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know there's like 5 or 6 weeks left. Of course there's time, but seriously, none of them have ever in the last 25 years. Turf toe is way worse than it sounds. So like,
yeah, it sounds so just like, oh, you jammed your toe. It's just a couple hours, it'll be fine.
No, turf toe is when a quarterback, you plant on your toe just like a golfer kind of points that right toe if you're a right-handed thrower. And the ligaments that hold your big toe in place tear. You know, the basic thing that keeps your foot a straight line?
Yeah.
And not anymore. You know, like, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's a tough rehab.
We've been avoiding biking talk here on the morning segment for obvious reasons.
Why is that, Joel?
Me being a biking fan.
Tell
and
me why.
The pain of, and now J.J. McCarthy is not only struggling, that's a really nice way to say it, Joel, but now it looks like he might be out with concussion protocol, so he might have a Max Brosmer sighting, the old Gopher quarterback from last year that nobody drafted, basically. So the Vikings have gone from too many quarterbacks in the room, what are we going to do with them all, to where did all the quarterbacks go? We need a quarterback.
I mean, that's something that I just haven't said out loud yet. You guys had on roster two of this year's best. You had two of this year's top-notch, best-performing, highest-rating quarterbacks.
Guys we're talking about for MVP.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, and they're gone. You've got nine.
We got a guy who had one of the worst quarterback ratings since football started making ratings for quarterbacks.
Jamarcus, you have a new competitor.
And J.J. McCarthy might end up being good. This is not a good start, though. There's not many quarterbacks that have started their career this way and have gone on to be in the Hall of Fame in a couple of years. But stranger things have happened.
I'm beginning to believe that the only way he can pull that off is the same way that Darnold and Jones are, which is to go through it and learn and get rid of the college habits and, you know, the Baker Mayfield approach. Go get cut from the Panthers and become a Ram. Go find yourself, backpack through the desert. Like, that's what he needs to do.
Yeah, Packers Lions Thanksgiving Day, a noon kickoff. After this week, the division will I don't know. These are fun games. Even as a Viking fan, the Vikings are out. This is still going to be some fun stuff to watch. All right. Enjoy Packers Lions Thanksgiving Day. Pat Kreitlow coming back in just a moment here on the Buzz of the North. It is 7:59.
Happy gobble gobble.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Don Posh of Indigo. Hello there, Don. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. As we get closer to that winter season, some of us, particularly of the older generation, we kind of start to hibernate. We don't go outside so often because it's too cold. You know, my father-in-law has significant mobility issues. And just to get him up the stairs, to get to the door, to look outside and say, yes, it's wonderful, it's pretty, all that snow. But he doesn't go out because that sidewalk is slippery, even though I put Ice Bite down. He doesn't walk the farm anymore because it's just too much to do. And it's too cold. So even him at 93 is doing less mobility. We can see it happening already. And even us as the younger older people, we start to slow down and we don't like it cold outside, so we don't go outside. And, you know, I can't ride my fat tire bike unless I put $300 studded tires on it, and I don't have that money. So,
right,
what do we do for mobility in the winter?
Well, you know, the one thing, and I see so many people that are walking after COVID or during COVID, it really started. There's a lot more people walking and biking and being outside. And yeah, it gave me that thought. What do people do?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that you don't want to lose all that you gained from taking those walks and taking care of yourself all summer and then sit around and, you know, eat s'mores all winter until everything thaws. So basically what you want to do is find an alternative. And let's say you're a biker, you know, take into consideration probably like a stationary bike. I find them to be really useful. One thing it does is it actually gets that heart rate up. It gets the blood circulating through all your joints, and it feeds the brain. That is really important because I think that's part of the loss of the ability to think sometimes is because we're moving slower as we get older.
Yeah.
And the cold thing isn't just an old person thing. There's young people that don't like to go out in the cold,
well, this
too.
This is true. But it's, you know, more prevalent with that older generation.
It is. It is. So really, if we look for alternatives, there are some senior classes that are available for people.
Yep.
That
Hayward Senior Center offers classes. The Cable Community Center has some classes, and they're free.
They're free. And that's, isn't that awesome? So really,
but now I have to go outside to get to the classes.
You do. And but see, like me, I found out the difference between exercising and not was life changing.
Yeah.
Because I was to the point where I was not able to do my job anymore. And I was held back for quite a few years. Tried a lot of medications and that didn't work. But it was like, there's no choice. Either I do this or I'm not going to be able to function and I'm going to just get old and be in a wheelchair, and I didn't want that.
Right.
So if you could prevent it yourself by doing that, so, you know, a treadmill for people that walk. And you know, I would suggest for people, you know, if you don't own these things already, consider getting a used one because you may give up. So you don't want to have that huge investment. But then if you got a used one and you really find that it's working for you, then you can step up to a model that's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, a lot more frills. And but a treadmill's a treadmill. No matter how inexpensive it is, it's still, you're just walking in place. And if you get one that works and that's what it does, you're fine. You don't need the incline sort of things. If you want to incline on a treadmill that doesn't do that, put a 2x4 under it.
Exactly.
You got an incline.
That's right. You know, be creative, because really saving money on something that really, you know, that incline, what you just made a good point, because the incline doesn't really add that value to it. And if you could create it yourself by adding a 2x4 or a cinder block, whatever you want to put under it, just make sure that it's going to still work properly. And buy a used one, see if it works. And if that's working for you, you're winning the game.
And if it doesn't work out and it's used, you could sell it again on Marketplace, and you may not get all your money back, but you didn't spend, you know, $30 a month to go to the gym. You bought it once and you had it. So,
and a gym membership might be something too. I mean, if you can't motivate yourself, and I know that some people need that, you know, peer pressure to motivate. That's why people go to special Pilates classes and things like that, because when they're around their peers, they want to do as good as the other people around them.
The community encourages them, and they bring them along. If they're falling behind, they grab them and say, come on, we're going to do this. And
exactly.
You have that community that helps keep you motivated. I know for me, I can't do exercises at home because, one, I don't have the space, but two, when I'm home, I want to relax. My brain says, now it's time to relax. If I can go to the gym, it says, okay, now your purpose here is to do some work and work out and do some walking. So it's just, that's what I prefer to do, even though I have treadmills accessible to me. You talked about the bike, and maybe what we'll do is we'll talk more about this here tomorrow because we're running out of time right now. But let's talk more tomorrow about how do people can get motivated, again, the cheap ways to do it, and just be motivated in the winter especially.
That sounds like a good plan.
I think we'll do that. All right, Don Posh, we'll come back tomorrow, and we'll talk about more about mobility in the winter time. And join us tomorrow when we'll talk about mobility in the winter.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.